Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, once again, your song of the day from 1976, Shouted Out Loud by Kiss, 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
What do I do with that? What do I do with that, Jake?
You look confused until the chorus hit, which is fine.
You nailed it, my reaction. I had no idea what you were playing.
Yep.
I knew it was Kiss, but I didn't know it was that song. I'm only vaguely familiar with the song, but there is some level of familiarity. So I got it. I got that. Now, there's a couple things that come to mind. You have said that Taking Care of Business by Bachman Turner Overdrive, you have described that as a corny song.
I have.
Whoa.
Would you say this song is equally as corny?
I would.
Okay. All right, now I just wanted to make that clear. That's fine. Is this enough? I mean, we kind of miss Bill on the show. He's a big
he's in the Kiss Army.
He's in the Kiss Army. So yeah. I'm not going to disparage that song too much because of Bill, because Bill probably loved that song. He'd probably be shouting it out loud himself.
Yeah, probably would.
What do I do with this? It's very creative on your part. Wasn't expecting that at all. Would never, ever listen to it on my own. I wouldn't even consider listening to it on my own.
Grade it properly. Give it a bad score if you need to.
Yeah. I can give it a terrible score. 4.7765. Hmm.
Well, we got Ben on the microphone.
And we have Bella. We have Ben and Bella.
Oh, double B's. Okay.
Yeah, Ben. Double Bella's on the scene now.
We got to guess Ben's score before he says it. Okay. I'm going to say he's like a 3-4, and I think Bella's probably in the 2.9 range.
Okay, I'm just going to go with yours.
I'm probably going to give that like a 5.5 or something. I'm going to give 5.5.
A little higher than Jake thought. Why did you give it a 5.5?
I like the energy of it.
Do you?
It makes me feel good. I like that's a song that'll lift you up. I like
that's
that.
What that's,
it brings the energy.
That's a big part of music to you.
Yes, it is. I there's so many songs like a sad love song. You need songs like that.
God, love songs drive me crazy.
That. I mean, there's good songs that are love songs, but
sure, the sad ones drive me crazy. Now you sound like you're on American Bandstand. Have you ever heard that?
No,
that was a show in the 70s and 80s.
What about Bella? Not even thought back then. Yeah, Bella.
3.9.
I said, and I guess 2.9 for her, so I was close.
Bella was not feeling that at all. That's not a Bella song.
I didn't even see Bella. I could tell she didn't like it, so I know what she likes in terms of music.
We're missing Bill. Bill's fishing in Canada, but other than that, everybody's here now. Bella, Ben, Steve, and Jake.
What would be Bill's rating?
High. What would it be, Jake?
I think still in the sevens only, probably.
Ooh, no.
It's not one. I've already played Kiss's best songs. It's not their best song. It's not even the top five, but it is a decent song.
What have you played by Kiss that you would judge to be better?
Detroit Rock City.
Yes.
Lick It Up is better than that. Ugh. I was Made for Loving You probably is better than that one.
Lick It Up is not. I hope I gave Lick It Up a super low score.
You gave it probably a good score, like you should have.
Yeah.
Because it's a good song.
Yeah. Come on, name some other Kiss songs.
I just gave you three of them.
You're low of sleep, but you can do this.
Well, Rock and Roll All Night, that's their big song.
Yeah, that's
right?
A great one. That's a great one.
I gave you five. That's Beth. Yeah. Are you a Beth fan?
Nah. I mean, I get it. I get why people like it. I thought it was a little bit syrupy and just a little bit too cliche, you know? But okay.
Quickly, some ratings before. Ben, do you have the Bill Strills open pull-up or not? Okay, well, hang on a second before that. Some ratings here before we get to that. Jason and Ankeny, a 10. Mike and Dalton, a 6. Jake and Hickman says, not great, 2.8. Sanderson says, there you go, Jake. More Kiss, 8.6. Who in Columbus? Bird, 5. Had to be, you know, people are outside. It's loud here.
Is muted.
Look at Nick sent me a pic. He's outside. He sent me a picture of the door, so he's down here already.
Oh, Nick sent you a picture of the door.
He could see me. He knows where I'm at right now. Yeah. Bill and Bennett, 8.1. Guilt Nerd, 1.9. Not a fan. Jim in Lebanon says 9.5. Corey Lincoln, a 6 is high for him.
Oh, for God's sake, Corey.
Kurt in Northern Kentucky, head bobbing, 8.5. Brett says 8.5. Scooter and Roca, 7.9. And John Des Moines says, Lick It Up is terrible, Jake. Bad take by me.
Oh, wow. Song. John with me today, with me yesterday.
But he gives that song an 8 today.
Oh, God.
Gave it an 8 today. So not as high, or way higher than your score, Sip. All right, it is time to play the intro for Bill's Thrills. Ben, fire it up.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is it going to be a bonanza?
Right. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for all your financial needs.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy.
It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Free consultation to do so. It is a Bugaboo Tuesday. Things that bother us. Bill is not here, so today it's Jake's Take, Sip's Tips. You want to begin, Sip? Is something bothering you today at all?
No, okay. Not really. I mean, the one thing that you would be looking for today that bothers me, and I might encounter it tomorrow at the hotel, is the frenzy at the breakfast line. You can really get irritated fast when you go to the breakfast area and you're greeted by just frenzy, by people impatient, by people jumping in line like the food's gonna run out, which I guess it does sometimes actually, but
they refill it though.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on,
that frenzy can be, I mean, if we're talking about things that can be irritating, that can be really irritating. Almost keeps me away from it sometimes. Like, I'm just not gonna deal with it. I
don't need your free breakfast.
No, I'll go to the, you know, I don't know if your hotel has it, but I'm always looking for hotels that have that area right by the check-in desk
treats?
Oh, I guess you call them treats, but there can be everything from Tylenol.
Oh God, it's here. Yeah, it's right here. Yep. I'm 10 steps away from that right now.
To breakfast bars, to energy drinks.
They got it.
To toothbrushes. Sometimes, rarely actually, do you see toothbrushes. Sometimes you will. Sometimes I just say, you know what? I'm going to get a breakfast bar and orange juice, and I'll be fine.
This exact hotel has exactly what you're talking about. They've got that set up here right next to the breakfast area, so you could do that right here.
What's bothering you?
What's bothering me?
Come on. There's a lot of things that bother you. Just pick one.
Well, how about this? How about a fire alarm going off at 2:10 in the morning at the hotel when you have 5 hours of sleep in Indianapolis? How about that? I don't really like it when the fire alarm goes off in the middle of the freaking night and there's not a problem.
No. No, that's bad.
The fire truck was here. There's three fire trucks here for maybe 10 minutes last night. 10. And they were gone.
Yeah.
That's it. People are woke. We woke up in the middle of the night. Everyone's saying, what's going on? I'm in a daze. I don't know what's happening. And I'm sure people just went back to sleep and said, if the fire's here, I'll get out when I need to. But which is a terrible thing to say. But when you're sleepy, you don't want to do that in the middle of the night. So I did not leave the hotel. I stayed in my room. I'm here today. Everything's good. But I can tell you that Nick was up because he texted me during this, like at 2:30, saying, are you hearing the sound? I said, Nick, how could you not hear the sound? It's blaring right now. So how about fire alarms going off in the middle of the freaking night,
Jake,
at the hotel? That's Bugaboo Tuesday for me.
That's awkward. The whole thing is awkward when it happens because you're fighting this inner dialogue where you should probably go outside.
Oh, I did. Why? I'm in a daze. I look outside and say, okay, how many people are out there? I said maybe 10. Right, there's 10 people. Do I really need to go? I'm fighting this battle. Said I need to sleep. I'm going to get up in like 2 hours anyways. And I just stayed in the bed. And I think that – and then they went away. So I saw 10 people leave the hotel.
Yeah, I've been in that situation. Somebody comes – actually, somebody from the hotel would come knocking on the door.
I was waiting for that.
Yeah, and say you probably should leave. But again, it's awkward because you usually have a sense if there's danger. You know, you might smell something that's not quite right.
Yep.
You can tell by people's behavior. You can tell by the noises you hear. So you're assessing all that. But, I mean, I know this. I think I would go out.
At 2:30, I'm going to challenge you and say 2:30 a.m. to go outside. Yeah, I'm just going to see if you'd actually follow through on that. I'm gonna call you out and say
fire alarms
are
going off.
At 2:30, you're not doing that. No
way. If alarms are going off, wasn't it something you thought about doing?
My room was going off. I said, there's no fire in here. There's no smell. There's not. I just went up and blindly turned. I hit something and it went away, which is great. And then it was in the hallway. But was
wait a second. You went out in the hallway?
I did not go in the hallway.
It was in your room.
In my own room, there was a fire alarm going off. I said, what is going on? There's nothing here that would indicate a fire. And so I just turned off. It was on the thermostat. I touched the thermostat at 2:30 in the morning. It went away somehow. I can't explain that. I have no reason to explain that.
That's
but it
fine.
Stopped. And then it was in the hallway after that. But Yeah, that's my bugaboo, is getting woke up at 2:15 in the morning to a fire alarm, which was probably nothing that important last night.
All right.
Can I give one?
Well, quickly, Ben. We're way behind.
Yes,
yeah, go
Ben.
Ahead.
You know, I'll be quick. I'll be quick. I just wanted – mine is when somebody says no offense and then says something offensive. I don't like it when people do that.
That's a Bill – you know what? That's a Bill Bush bugaboo too. It is.
Yeah,
he doesn't like that.
I don't like it because it's like – Because you just said something offensive, and you saying no offense, I'm just supposed to like.
How about I don't mean to criticize, but then you criticize.
Yeah, like I don't like that. All right, that's mine.
That's a good one, Ben.
Thank you, young Ben. I appreciate that.
How about Ben chime? Ben's finding his voice, Jake.
He's finding his voice. He's
always had it.
He's on the board. He's a confident young boy. Yeah, young man. I said young boy. Sorry, young man. Young Ben.
Please, yeah.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. When we come back, hour two, we've got some interesting rankings of positions in the Big Ten. Where does Nebraska stack up across all the positions? We'll get it next in hour two on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you need to work quickly and confidently, you need Grammarly. It's a trusted AI writing partner that helps you get work done faster with better writing. And it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said. Done.